anyone going to hear this? Grand Sheikh's lectures, notes, you have to go always to the previous association, to the previous lecture, in order to connect them. You cannot listen now, come now, and say, oh, I heard something. You have to go back to what was being said before, because this is a series of suhba that continue each other. You have to be careful, because everyone, if you hear it separately, it might not give you the right meaning. You have to go back, because they are connecting with each other. So, a little bit we say from what came previously, before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I created creation and I forgive them. When I created them, I forgive them. Because to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we described before, awliya Allah, they say that there is no time. Time is, we did time. We invented time in order to understand. And according to our understanding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the right configuration of time. He gave us the moon to give what? To give us the month. He gave us the earth, and we said it many times, right? Turning around with axle to give us the day and the night. Give us the moon to give us the month. Give us the sun with the moon, with the earth, to give us the year. So Holy Quran described that the إِنَّ عِدَّةَ شُهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا. The month to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are 12 months. Quran came to correct back what was being changed. Because when Allah created creation, create 12 months. But later, through many different times, they tried to change the months to make it 13 months or 15 months a year. You know why? They used to do that in order to coincide with the solar month, in order to have Ramadan in the same time, to have Rabi'ul Awwal in the same time, to have Rajab in the same time, to have all these months in the same time, not moving. Allah wants them to move in order to check our patience. Are we going to fast Ramadan in summer or not? So Quran came and Allah revealed to Prophet, no, you cannot change. He called it An-Nasi'. An-Nasi' is the changing. They were changing the time of the month in order to make it 13 months, in order to make the right time, the right month to come in the right time that they like. So in any case, this is another subject, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the earth to show us day and night. Gave us the moon to show us the month. And show us the sun to give us what? The year. The months are counted on the lunar system. Ramadan and all the other months, Rabi'ul Awwal, Muharram, Safar, all of them are counted on the moon. What is counted on the sun? Fasting is counted on the moon. What is counted on the sun? From the five pillars.
Hajj.
No. Hajj is on prayers. Prayers according to the sun. why prayers according to the sun? And fasting according to the, or Hajj according to the lunar system, to the moon. That's something, question mark. Why that is us on the sun, why that on the moon? We'll see next time. Why that on the moon, why that on the sun? What's the difference? So to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, created for us time, showed us the time how to calculate, but to Him everything is one. في علم الله لا يوجد أزمان. There is no timing in Allah's knowledge. One time in Holy Quran He said, إِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ. One day to Allah is like 1,000 years. And in the other verse, in the other surah, He said, تَعْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ 50,000 سَنَةً. That angels and ruh will ascend to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a day that is 50,000 years. From 1,000 years to 50,000 years, Allah can stretch whatever He likes. One day here equal 1,000 years, one day here equal 50,000 years. Might be one day equal 1 million years. One day might be, is the whole life is in one day. When we die, our body, except only prophets and awliyaullah, some of awliyaullah, their body still there in their grave, but others, the whole body goes. Allah, to show us His mercy, He bring us back. That dirt, that soil, that our body turn into soil, Allah bring it back to blood, to meat, to bones, to flesh, to bones, to make your body back. And when Israfil blow in the trumpet, everyone coming up from where their graves were. Correct?
Yes, sir.
That's correct, that Islam and Holy Quran and all religion says, and all other religions say, that there is a day of judgment, a day of resurrection day. Allah brings everyone back. When Israfil blow in the trumpet, souls goes back. Israfil cannot blow in the trumpet without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him that soul, that ruh, back to him to blow it and goes back to human being. And what you think when Allah say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi, to Allah belongs to, we belongs to Allah, and to Allah we are going back. When we go back, you go back in that ocean of power, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bin nafas al-ilahi, with the spirit, heavenly, not heavenly, nafas al-ilahi, the lordly breath that He blew, He gave to Israfil. Israfil blew back in human beings. What you think that holy breath is? Is it pure or dirty?
Pure.
It's pure. So it means everyone comes back pure. Means when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that lordly breath, that Israfil will blow in the trumpet with that breath that been given to him by Allah's order, Allah's permission, and after we went back to our origin, he blew us back in our new forms, bodies that has been already eaten by dirt, been completely annihilated. You became submitting completely to earth, means to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because earth submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You become completely annihilated. There is nothing anymore from you. He brings you back. When he brings you back, is what? It's pure. If you want to make wudu and there is no water, what you do? You go with tayammum, with the dirt. You make wudu with the dirt. Means dirt will clean you. If you, according to some mazahib and according to Islamic tradition, that if you touch a dog, the saliva of the dog, you need to wash your hand 6 times by water and 1 time with dirt in order to be clean. Or completely with dirt to clean your hands. What dirt makes? Cleans you. So why goes back to grave? To be clean, to annihilate. Yeah. That's why they say Awliya Allah is earth, is like earth. They carry everyone. Earth carry everyone inside. It annihilates human being. If that human being is good, his grave will be, he doesn't need to annihilate, but his grave will be peace of paradise. Because he already annihilated himself in dunya. So what happened to him in the grave? It goes back to dirt, but his grave is clean. The other one who was not good in dunya, his grave will be like a punishment, and he will be annihilated. So both of them will be gone. That one annihilated because he was in dunya annihilated, so earth doesn't bother him. The other one, it bothers him, it annihilates him in order to become clean. And then Allah create them back. And Allah send that soul back. A new power, a new soul. A soul, a clean soul, after it went back to its Lord. So when you are pure, and you came in the day of resurrection, you are clean. These are, you have to go back, that's what I'm saying, you have to go back to the previous lectures in order to understand these lectures, continuation. So when you are clean, what will happen? Where are the sin? That's why Awliya Allah, their teachings, because they say that only Prophet ﷺ is the one that been ordered to be Bashiran wa Nadiran. Bashiran wa Nadiran. He is the only one that is a prophet. Prophets, they have that authority to give good tidings and to warn people. Awliya Allah and people, they have no right to warn people. They have right only to be give good tidings, to make people happy. Allah didn't make you a messenger, didn't make you a prophet. So look at your own problems. Speak with others, give them good tidings, make them happy. Don't make them upset, sad. That's why Prophet prohibited backbiting, prohibited confusion, prohibited fitna, prohibited rumors, prohibited namima. So he said, when Israfil alayhi salam blowing the trumpet from that soul, from that breath that Allah gives to him, هذا النفس طاهر, this breath is pure. Is there any dirtiness, filthiness in it? No way. He's asking a question. It's impossible Allah give that breath, having lordly breath, al-nafas al-ilahi, to blow. Is there any filthiness in it? No. And then he said, that's mean أنا يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم forgiven your ummah before they been born. I forgave them. That doesn't mean you are have to go and do bad things. Allah is showing us His love and His mercy. You have to do more to show back to Him that you are thanking Him. Not leaving prayer, say, oh, He forgive me, finish, I don't want to pray. No, you cannot. That's to encourage us to do more. He said, I forgave your ummah before I created them. When my will came to create creation, I forgave them. Because I know they are not going to do the right thing. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your nation will never be tired from making sins. And I'm not tired. Allah get tired? No. I'm not getting tired to change their sins into hasanat. This is on top of forgiveness. When Allah forgive you because you made sin, He also give you hasanat because you made these sins. Because He forgive you. On top of that, he is changing your sin into hasanat. So you have forgiveness on one hand, you have more hasanat on the other hand. When you get forgiveness, you'll be in paradise. When you turn your sin into hasanat beside paradise, you become in seven heavens. Oh, with the Prophet ﷺ. That's why people said that my nation is ummatun marhuma, is a Allah sent His mercy on my nation. Forgiven ummah. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my judgment is finished. Before I created them, I put my judgment on them. O Muhammad, ya Muhammad, لو يعرف عبادي لو يعرفون أمتك ماذا أعاملهم ما كنت قد وجدت أحدا منهم يعبدني. O Muhammad, if I let your ummah to know what I am going to give them, what I am going to ascend them, to raise them, I would have not found anyone worshipping me. This is Grand Sheikh. No one will worship me, no one will make sajda for me. All these secrets, I'm taking, he's saying, from heart of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet didn't open these secrets before. He opened these secrets in these last 2-3 decades, 4 decades, 50 years ago, to the heart of awliya. He said, I am pulling these secrets from the heart of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, this knowledge I am giving, these secrets that I am taking to from the heart of Prophet ﷺ, I addressing you, it is above knowledge of awliya. And this knowledge, you will never, it is above knowledge of 4 imams. Even it is above knowledge of imams that came before, except from Mahdi alayhi salam, his knowledge is above that. It's from his heart also, I'm taking. All knowledges that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened to humanity until last century, last 50 years ago, all these knowledges is from Sayyidina Jibreel level and below. He said from Sayyidina Jibreel and above, it was not opened. He said, now it's opened. In that Sha'ban, the year that Mawlana is giving, Grand Sheikh is giving that lecture, it was in Sha'ban. Sha'ban 1391. Now we are 1429. Around 40 years ago. He said from that Sha'ban, after 15 of Sha'ban, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened that secret, these secrets coming down. And what do you think about now? After 40 years. It's not yet 40 years. It's 2 years more. Yeah. 2 years more, there will be big change in knowledge of Awliyaullah. It will be 40 years, as 40 days of seclusion, 40 years of seclusion. These knowledges were secluded for 40 years. That's coming out. Very few here and there. Means Mawlana Sheikh Nazim was at that time like 46 years. Young. Grand Sheikh at that time was above 80. He said, well, I'm speaking to you now is from level of Jibreel and above. From that level I'm pulling out. No one has been able before that to take anything from there. Now it's opened. Awliya Allah can take knowledge from there. He said, if Muhyiddin ibn Arabi was now, in this time, his book, he wrote, Muhyiddin ibn Arabi, his books that he wrote, will become like a drop in an ocean. If he is going to write, if he wants to write today, Muhyiddin ibn Arabi, what he wrote before, his writing will be like ocean, that all his books that he wrote become like a drop in that ocean. That they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be seen in paradise. That believers are going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in paradise. He said this is far that Allah will enter paradise. Allah doesn't enter something that He created. How Allah called to, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His manifestation of one of His beautiful names, Ismullah al-Azam, on the mountain when Sayyidina Musa asked to see Allah, what happened to the mountain? Shattered into pieces. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will manifest Himself with His beautiful names on, enter paradise, the whole paradise will shatter. He said, what He will send? He said, when people like you going on that journey, following on the high level, azimatu sharia, the highest level of sharia, doing all kind of what Allah is asking, and azimatu tariqa, and the highest level of tariqa, following that, when you die, he said, we will enter in the level of annihilation, maqamul fana. Because maqamul fana, not everyone can enter in it, only awliya Allah in dunya. Everyone is not going to be a wali. So wali are very well known, this wali, this wali, this wali, this wali, they know each other. But for common people who are following the azimatul sharia, and azimatul tariqa, which is azimatul haqiqa, which is azimatul ma'rifa, When we die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open for us maqamul fana, the level of annihilation, the state of annihilation. So as soon as we are passing from dunya to akhirah, we will be passing not by Azrael alayhi salam, but Allah subhanahu, a white hand will appear in front of us, written on it Allah. And immediately our soul jump on that hand and it takes us. That's where you go into maqam al-fana directly. When you enter that station, Allah will dress you from His beautiful names and attributes and send you to paradise. When you are dressed with that, with these dresses of different beautiful names and attributes, those who see you in paradise, they think they saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in reality, it's not. And those who are being dressed with that, with these beautiful names and attributes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give them paradise. Paradise are for common people. So they appear to the common people in paradise. People, they think, believers, they think that they are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they are seeing these people. And these people, Allah will give them paradises fi maq'adi sidq. In that paradise, Jannatul Firdaus, the highest level of paradise, He will give them paradises that it is 50,000 more bigger and stronger than the pleasure that been taken from this paradise than the paradise of the common people. 50,000 more powerful paradises that you take pleasure from them, from these paradises, than the common paradise. See the level of those who are working with Azimatul Sharia and Azimatul Tariqah and Azimatul Marifah, and those people who are praying and fasting, the difference between them is 50,000 more stronger. They will be dressed from these 50,000 from these paradises, that they are 50,000 stronger than the first paradise, than the common paradise. So when they will be dressed from these 50,000 dresses and pleasure that they take, in reality they are taking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifesting to them more and more from His beautiful names and attributes, that they become like 50,000 stronger than before in every moment. And as they appear to these common levels, paradises, they see as if Allah appearing to them more and more and more and more, ascending them. But in reality, He is ascending who? Those who are working on Azimatul Sharia and Azimatul Tariqah. Those are the ones ascending in the presence of the Divine Presence. The common one are seeing those who are ascending. They think that they are ascending in Allah's presence. And they are increasing and increasing. So both of them will be increasing, but this, the difference between them is 50,000 stronger than the other one. Student of Mawlana Sheikh Nazim and Grand Sheikh, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us these blessings and this mercy. I will stop here and continue later, inshallah. Min Allah al-tawfiq wa hurmatul fatiha.
Are takbir! الشيخ محمد ناظم عبد الحقاني
زنده
باد سيدنا الشيخ عبد الله الفايز الدغستاني
زنده باد
شيخ هشام قباني
زنده باد